We're talking this week about Buffalo's definitive foods, and of course, there's no food more associated with Buffalo than the chicken wing. These days, there are dozens, probably hundreds of varieties of chicken wings available across Western New York, but the original is still the benchmark. Chicken wing parts, fried, and then doused in a combination of butter and Frank's hot sauce. The well-told story of the chicken wing is that Anchor Bar owner Teresa Bellissimo whipped up the first wings as a snack for her son and his friends after midnight on a Lenten Friday in 1964. Well, Bellissimo and the Anchor Bar certainly get kudos for serving Buffalo's first split wing. They might have to share the title of Buffalo's first spicy wing with John Young, who served unsplit wings. The flat and the club and the little wingtip were all still connected, but they were covered in his spicy mambo sauce at his Wings and Things restaurant on Jefferson Avenue starting in the early 1960s. Still, the Anchor Bar's version is what gained notoriety and became a Buffalo institution. Looking under pizza in the yellow pages in Buffalo in 1969, only one restaurant, the Anchor Bar, lists chicken wings as a menu option in its ad. 10 years later, the 1979 phone book has 54 different pizza restaurants listing wings as an option. Today, even the restaurant that calls itself Just Pizza has succumbed to wing sales. But back to that 1969 phone book for a second. In the restaurant section, the Anchor Bar's ad talks about music and Italian specialties, but not chicken wings. In the restaurant section, the only mention of wings is a small listing for Wings and Things. That's John Young's Jefferson Avenue restaurant, which was one of many East Side spots where people were eating some version of chicken wings before the Anchor Bar made them into what the world knows as the Buffalo Wing. The chicken wing, the iconic Buffalo food.